It's showtime. Hey, what up? It's old Kenny here with you for a brand new episode of the Kenny Ho Show. How are ya? I hope all is well. Now, I said I would do it, and even though my word means nothing, apparently today it does, because I'm doing another episode. I said this would be a two-episode week, or at least recording-wise, because looking at it now, I'm like, wait a minute. I recorded on Monday. There should have been an episode up yesterday. Well, Tuesday anyway, not yesterday, because today's Wednesday. There's no way it's going up tonight. Why? Because I've done jack shit all day, and I have plans to heist diamonds from the Diamond Casino in GTA Online. For a second there, I'm like, oh, if I take this pause, will the listener at home think I'm cool and that I have a date? I've got plans? That I'm some girl's gentleman caller? Oh, who am I trying to kid? I'm definitely the woman in the relationship. Somebody would be my lady caller? Ding dong. Oh my god, she's here. Teehee. But then I think about it some more. I'm like, if that's the case, what kind of wildebeest is coming to pick me up? There ain't no way this is like a fly ass, like 9 out of 10 type of chick. This is definitely some broken down, bottom of the barrel, nobody wants her type of situation. If she's driving her car to come pick old Kenny up, probably to go to a barn and eat from a trough. Ew. I don't remember how I got on this, but this might be a one episode week, depending on how fast I can turn around 333, which right now, as of this recording, I have yet to put up. But when you hear this, it has to be up, because I'm not a damn fool. I'm not putting 334 up. Oh, I screwed that up. There's a chance you're hearing 334 before 333. These are not good signs. It's all falling apart for old Kenny. And this morning, we could have all been put out of our misery. And if you're like, well, I don't know if misery's the right word, you know, it's a challenging time for everybody, but in general, I'm quite content. Get out of my face. But no, it almost happened this morning. I've been willing it. I've been calling the meteor for how many months now? And it almost came. It answered me. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna poo-poo this. I'm not gonna look down on it. It is a big deal that somebody heard me and was like, all right, here comes the meteor. Sure, it's not, you know, the other thing I've been asking for. I'm like, goodness gracious, I could use me a Kristen Crook. I could use me a Kristen Crook. 10 years later, I could still use me a Kristen Crook. Send me a Kristen Crook. And then, of course, it never happens. But only months of asking for a meteor, and it's here. I'll settle for that shit, but I suppose that this is a two-parter now. I need to ask for the destruction of the anti-space objects program they have here on Earth by NASA. Didn't know that was a thing. Makes sense it's a thing. But suddenly, this thing has become my new woe. Yeah, did you hear this thing? There was like a big old rock this morning that was on a collision course with Earth, and like the type that would cause some shit. And so they fired a rocket up there to knock it off course. I'm like, throw me a bone here. I'm homely. I'm poor. delicious women, or I don't mean delicious in like I want to eat them. There are sickos out there, but you know what I mean. One of my playful adjectives, is that right? Adverbs modify the verb. Adjectives modify the noun. I think I'm on the right track. I'm smart again. Sign me up for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I'm about to beat the shit out of some fifth grader. Metaphorically, I mean. The GMOs in our food today mean that fifth grader is probably twice my size. He'll probably kick my ass for real, but intellectually, I'm too cunning for him. I'm too wise. He'll be defeated in basic grammar. And because I'm Asian, in complex math, celestial powers of my ancestors will guide me through and help me with some algebra questions. In fact, if he gets real testy and he tries to fight me, I'll beat his ass with my abacus. If you smell la 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 what math is cooking. But I digress. Could have been dead. Could have not made it to 334, 333 because I've been slacking. I don't know what it is. Is it the change in weather, the change in time, you know, the daylight savings time and whatever the hell we're on? You know, the one where we actually get to sleep in more at the price of, my God, when I left for work this morning, it was dark. As I'm leaving work now, how the hell is it dark again? I missed all the sunshine. Never the sunshine, only the rain, only the dark for old Kenny, of course. Yeah, I have no idea what it is. This week I was like, oh man, I didn't really do much last week because I just worked the whole week. I'm like, yeah, let me try to get some stuff done. Let's try to be productive. Not a damn thing. Part of it is because it's a Black Friday week or whatever on, you know, Steam and PlayStation Store. So, you know, I don't buy too many games anymore throughout the year. Because honestly, GTA or Warframe, that's basically it. I don't need new games. They just need to keep updating these two games that I already play a shitload of. But, you know, this would be... This is always a good time of year to buy some new games that I've been wanting to try, knowing that I probably won't finish it. I'll probably just go back to GTA pretty soon. So it's best not to spend full money on it. It's like a practice girl, I imagine, because I'm not a stud. You gotta take a practice girl out to the fancy restaurant? No, you take her out. I don't know, to a car wash or something. There's somewhere where like she feels real cheap about herself, you know? Where after you use an abuser, like, how can she live with herself after that? There's a question you don't even consider because she's not even human to you. You're not hot, girl. You're not funny. Your sense of humor sucks. But you do have a nice ass. Be lucky that I didn't punch you in your throat, okay? I'd call you an Uber, but I'm saving that for the girl I actually want to be with. Here's a bus token. Try not to get molested on the TTC. So I've been playing baseball, MLB The Show, and I don't know what it is. I didn't know I liked baseball this much, but I've spent like, probably, honestly, 15 hours over the past 3 days playing this game, which isn't even a lot in my books, because I have played 15 hours a day of GTA. Like when I first got started, when I made an avatar that looked like me, and I could play with a couple buddies of mine. Man, I was on there when I woke up, and I was on there the moment before I went to bed. And I was pushing it too. It was like a little bit later each and every night. Oh, I guess I'll go to bed midnight today. And then the next night, I feel like I had enough energy where I could rob a few more convenience stores and sell another car every 48 minutes. All right, 1 a.m. it is. And then so on and so forth until like it was like 3:30, 4 o'clock where I was just like, I should probably go to bed, and I should probably get like a full-time job. And it's only day one of the Steam sale today, and like, I think we're pretty far along in the PlayStation one where I'm probably not going to get any more, maybe one more game off of there. But certainly, Steam, I already got two games and it's only been day one. I haven't even scratched the surface of what's on sale on there. So there's a good chance you ain't ever hearing in 333, and 334 is a pipe dream. Like, I don't even know why I'm recording it. It's never going to be heard by anybody. And I don't consider myself, and neither does anybody, certainly in Canada and probably the world, consider me like an artistic genius, like a comedic genius, I suppose. Because you know how, like, when like artists die, their work is A, discovered, and B, blooms and rockets in value. I don't imagine that's my future. I don't imagine when they find me in the gutter someday in a cardboard box in an alley with a cordless microphone that they're going to be like, well, what is this? Who is this? Judging by his dental records, this is old Kenny from the Kenny Ho Show. What a delicacy this podcast is. What a riveting good time. Let's sign him posthumously. Is that the word? Is that how you say it? Whatever. You know what I mean, when I'm dead. Let's get him the Joe Rogan deal. There's no way that's happening. The only thing that's going to happen after I'm dead is the rat's going to feast. The rats are going to have one large but never in charge corpse to feast on for the next several weeks. And yes, I do hope the amount of time I've spent in front of a computer screen or television has made me radioactive, so they all turn into splinters and they all, through osmosis, gain my disdain for the human race. And instead of training a bunch of turtles to save it, they train a bunch of mutant ninja turtles to destroy it. And when I'm looking up from my fiery closet, I suppose, because I hear rent's a bitch even down there because of how many people are down there, from my fiery closet, I look up and I see destruction and mayhem because of my legacy. One tear shall roll down my face, for I'm too dead on the inside to like have it stream. Just one is all I can muster up. Oh, I'm a proud papa. You go, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Open up a can of whoop-ass on all those goody-two-shoes, jabronis, and harlots who are like, oh, I'm into funny guys. I'm into good guys. I want guys to respect me. And then you look at their dating history and thereafter, you know, their dating futures, if you will. And you're like, no, you're not. You're not cool. You're a scumbag whore. Nice ass, though. And now, I've been giving it some thought the whole day, basically. I'm like, God damn, I could have been put out of my misery. But I suppose if I'm going to look at the silver lining here, which doesn't seem to be an old Kenny thing to do, right? I'm definitely not a half glass full type of person. In my case, I'm a why is my glass completely empty all the time type of guy, right? But I suppose in this scenario, the only thing worse than that rocket nudging the rock completely out of the way, leading me and guiding me to my sweet, sweet end, is if it just nudged it, and like, instead of falling right here on the Toronto or like the greater Toronto area or whatever, like the eastern seaboard or whatever this is considered, right? And it just like goes overseas and it like destroys China or Russia or something like that. And then it like sends a major like ash storm and like cloud of dust or whatever all across Europe and then into the sky, covering up the sun, which leads to like a nuclear winter. So I'm still alive, but it's going to be a rough little stretch to the end there, right? Instead of being wham, crushed by this rock, or like immediately incinerated by like the explosion that it causes, now I have to become a survivor. I mean, I'm not going to do that. Like, if news broke out, the world, we have enough canned food to sustain like a million people over the next few years, long enough for like some sort of bunker to be raised, and you know, the human race can continue on. So it's every man and woman for himself to get these canned foods and hold out long enough to be part of the future of the human race. I would just turn off the TV at that point and be like, all right, I've had a real shit run. Let's call it a day. And I'm sure my mom will be like, get your fat ass out there and wrangle us some Chef Boyardees. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do that. It's cold out there. It's cold in here. I'd rather freeze to death in the comfort of my own home. You know, that's an all right way to go. It is not ideal. It's certainly not, you know, I was in the throes of passion with a Kristen Crook lookalike, and then my heart gave out on me. That's a heroic way to go out. That's the best possible outcome. This is all right. You're freezing to death. I don't know. Are you kind of a chump? You're probably kinda. But with that being said, it certainly beats the hell out of, I'm going out there in the freezing cold and being shivved to death by some junkie who likes his canned minestrone soup so much so he'll kill for a can. Now, a progressive person, an ambitious person, would take that as a wake-up call. Will look at his lifestyle and be like, what am I doing? Life is for the living. It's time to get going. It's time to, move and jive and shake and be a mover and a shaker, or whatever the hell these annoying jabronis are. It's time I go find me a nice girl. It's time I find me a nice job. It's time to no longer be the lowest rated podcast in the known universe. And all the ones that, based on some early details and evidence, suggest are there somewhere. But me, I was just pouting about it all day and played video games. I'm getting ready. I'm looking forward to heisting for diamonds. My God, that beats trying to be successful in life. I used to do that. I used to try to be successful. Like, how am I going to find a nice, good-looking girl who's interested now that I'm a monster? I remember when I was the beauty, not the beast, and these hoes just did not care either way. You're good-looking, you're kind, we don't like you. You look like shit, and you tell jokes in poor taste. We still don't like you. All right, back to heisting for diamonds in GTA, I guess. You know, like, part of me is like, well, maybe I should heist for diamonds in real life. There's no way. There's no way. Even honestly, like, if by chance I was downtown and, like, you know, some sort of supervillain had come and, like, put all, like, the security measures down and, like, everybody inside was asleep, and he went for, like, some super diamonds and he left all the regular diamonds there, I'm too soft. I'd be too scared to go steal those diamonds. I'd be like, well, this doesn't seem right. My daddy taught me right from wrong and how to be a coward. I'm leaving these diamonds that are clearly here for the taking. I'm just gonna continue on with my life of sadness and poverty. Forever and ever and ever and ever, amen. The GTA part I can live with, like, whatever. Who doesn't like GTA, right? You have to be a real oddball to have played GTA and been like, I didn't much care for it. Too much violence. And what are those, prostitutes? I only hire the best escorts that money can buy. Why, the other night I was spending some quality time with an old mate of mine from university, Jean-Luc de Gatineau, and we were talking about and reminiscing about the times that we shagged a couple of high-end escorts on our 16th birthday. Oh, and we chuckled at the idea that the common man usually goes and gets their driver's license on the same day, believing this to be the best way to spend their time, looking at it as a rite of passage, as a major milestone in their life the day they became an adult. What small, feeble-minded peasants the unwashed masses truly are! Driver's license? I have 14 drivers and 72 cars. Why would I ever need to drive those horrid machines by myself? Driver's license, and you feel like you're a man? Oh, I became a man on my 16th birthday. But it wasn't because of some mere piece of paper laminated with your disgusting mug on it. No, it's because some young lady who values money more than her dignity allowed me to do whatever to her as much as I wanted to. After that night, I understood what my life's purpose was. After that night, I was empowered. By Jove, it's wonderful to be wealthy now, isn't it? Till next time. Ta-ta for now. I'm telling you, how is it possible that when they find my rotted corpse that had been picked over by vultures, rats, and actual vultures and rats, not the two hobos who use that name, how the hell are they gonna find the Kenny Ho Show and be like, this guy isn't a comic genius? Tell me, name 10 mellow yellows that can do an impromptu Kenneth Holt segment from out of the blue, huh? I'm sure they'll find a way to screw me over, as life's a bitch, and then you get eaten up by some hobos. Mm-mm, Vulture, you done it again. This hobo fire made this fat boy's skin real crispy. Wait, what was I saying? Wasn't I saying, the GTA is cool? Yeah, that's exactly what it was. GTA is fine. Like, I can live with that, wasting my life playing that. I'm sure, like, when I'm on my deathbed, when I'm in my death box, I'll be like, oh, I totally wasted my life. Oh, well. Let me just rub this pepper all over myself. So when those guys bite in, they're in for a rude awakening, right? But there's some trash TV that if you watch it, you're really wasting your time. Like, what joy can that some of the shit possibly bring you? And I'm not even completely innocent of this. I'm kind of guilty because I don't know what the hell happened, but my mom started watching TLC a lot lately, or whatever that channel is. And two of the shows that she's like so like hung up on and so into is I think it's called My 600 Pound Life, and I think it's called 1,000 Pound Sisters. And on the latter, I judged her at first. I was like, why are you watching this shit? Like, these two broads are repugnant. Like, why are you wasting your life away? And I'm saying this stuff all the while with my eyes glued on the TV set, looking for my seat to sit down on. And I sat with my mother for the first time in a long time and watched 2 hours of this show in a row. I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I find these broads, well, one of them seems like a nice lady, but like the one who's really fat, the one who's like, holy whale, how did this one make it this far on land? Get me my harpoon. Yeah, she's kind of not cool. She's kind of like ever so slightly kind of a bitch, you know? She's not the worst. You've definitely run into much, much worse than her. You ever run into a Karen? Much, much worse than this one. But she's not the most pleasant person in any way, shape, or form. But with that being said, I mean, when you're like 700 pounds, you'll probably be a little cranky too. Like, I'm not even close. And there are days where I'm just like, I feel awful about myself. Where is that meteor? And the meteor is like, I'm coming, buddy. I'm like, oh, blindsided. Ah, some rocket knocked me off course. I'll be back in a few years, old Kenny. But there, I mean, like, let's face it, we all know there's something wrong with me, but this is a whole new level. I sat there and I'm like, oh my God, this is riveting. They're just living their lives, but I want to know what happens next. Wow, she's like 650 pounds. I'm not surprised yet. That was so thrilling. Holy crap. But without really getting into it, because I feel ashamed just to have watched. And this was like 2 hours the first week, and then like I watched it again after Dancing with the Stars a few days ago. Like I was recording the podcast, and then whenever I needed a little break, I walked away and like continued watching that show. So I don't really want to talk about it too much, but my takeaway from this is the ugly duckling effect is real. If you want to be looked at as attractive, as the hottest of a bunch, honestly, and you're not, you're just like, come see, come sa, just find even one person who is less attractive than you. Ideally, it's like three or four, because then it's like, oh, a bunch of hot girls just walked in, or a bunch of hot guys just walked in, when in reality, a bunch of slobs just walked in with one okay looking one amongst them, right? Because these sisters, like one, as I said, is a beached whale, right? This bitch is large and in charge. And then you look at her sister and you're like, oh, the sister's slim. How much does this girl weigh? 1,000 pound sisters? So is she like 850 pounds, because that sister is tiny. But then, like, you watch the show more, like, that they're not directly next to each other on the couch, and she's, like, with her husband and her kid, and you're just like, wait a minute, this sister is also a fat porker. She's not slim at all. Why does she look slim next to her giant... Oh, I just answered my own question. Comparatively and relatively speaking, she a skinny bitch next to the sister. But comparatively and relatively speaking, compared to a lot of people, I wouldn't say all people, there are definitely people, especially in the United States of America, where gluttony is abundant. You know, she's not exactly big compared to them, but most people who like don't stuff their faces with ho-hos and like exercise here and there, or regularly, I suppose, she's a fatty. Oh my goodness. Yeah, 1,000 pound sister, she's got to be at least 250 pounds herself, and that is heavy. I've known girls like grown women, I suppose. Yeah, I mean, whatever. They're like in their 20s for the most part. But like, I've known girls who are like 90 pounds soaking wet, right? How you make it to 250 pounds is beyond me. I think I was like 220 at my very heaviest, and I looked like Asian Shrek. And that's because I was damaged and sad. how damaged, and more importantly, how sad are you to go 250 plus all the way to 650 pounds? I'm telling you, if sadness could be converted into fuel for cars, you would never ever run out of gas. That shit's abundant. What a horrible society we live in. Meteor? I'm still out of commission, buddy. I'm rolling around space. I'm getting a little nauseous. Oh, and one more thing, one more takeaway from the show. Honestly, I can't believe this. I can't believe this shit. This woman, I don't Google her. It's not, I don't know. Who knows? Google it. I don't know. Maybe you'll love the show too. I didn't think I would, but I've put in like 2.5 hours easily of that show in just 2 weeks. And I don't understand. This woman is like, her like head is like messed up. Like there's like fat coming out of her forehead. She's so large, right? But somehow she's had many lovers in her day. I'm trying not to imagine it because that's pretty gross. And it's not like, because I know a dude at work, and he keeps telling me, he's like, yeah, so I just keep matching with these big girls on Tinder, and plenty of fish here. I'd like to date a couple of, you know, thin ones. I'm like, you know, I get it. Who wants to deal with the shame of walking down the street with a boulder of a woman? But you know what? Holy shit, that rhymed. I am smart. You'd be cutting the line though, my dude. If you, being as large and boulderous as you are, if you're going for these skinny girls, you're skipping a few steps. You know, those are reserved for people who have some self-respect and a love for their own bodies. These thin girls are reserved for people who work out from time to time, or regularly, or something like that. As opposed to never, and just drinking beers and drinking tequilas and drinking scotches and eating deep fried dough and then deep fried hot dogs and then deep fried chocolate bars. You're a fat shit is what I'm saying. You don't deserve a thin girl. But I'd be wrong to say things like that. Why? Because this woman is so beast-like. Yet her boyfriend, now who knows, it's TV, it could be a hired gun or whatever, but this dude, he was not only like normal looking and thin, this dude, no homo, was a handsome guy. He would have definitely slayed a bunch of thin bitches. He could have definitely gotten himself like a pretty nice catch, you know. This guy reminded me of like one of my professors in college. Like well put together, handsome dude. Definitely, you know, married to like a keeper type of chick, right? This guy on 1,000 Pound Sisters could have done the same, but instead he's like, I want this whale. Ooh. I'm like, was that a whale sound? He's like, I suppose it was. And then he smiles and it's like a $1 million smile. I'm like, my gosh, tee-hee. But then like at some point they broke up. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm sure like a few dates in and like he realizes, oh, so like this is it. Right? This is like there is no doing anything other than sitting and watching TV and sitting and eating and sitting and waiting to die when it comes to being with this quote-unquote girl, I'm out of here. I'm black. I'm fine. Girls are been peer pressured into being woke, so they all gonna go black and ain't ever going back. I'm about to clean up. But then the next season, this girl has yet another much slimmer than her boyfriend. Don't get me wrong, this one had a couple extra pounds. This guy looks like, I don't want to be racist because he was black. He looked like he regularly visits the local Popeye's chicken. He looks like he regularly orders the four-piece. And then he also looks like he definitely enjoys himself some Aunt Jemima cornbread. This boy was chubby. He's what, you know, I'm sure he's like, oh, I'm just big boned. And I'm like, listen, foo, stop eating all that greasy shit, all right? And get a job, okay? This one's not fine enough to afford to pay for your rap career on OnlyFans, you know? I swear to God, if she ever goes on OnlyFans, the meteor better immediately strike this entire race out of existence. But again, relatively speaking, comparatively to those sisters, this guy was pretty small. This guy, he probably weighs like 200 pounds, maybe even less than that. And he was gross. He was like, yo, baby, the second you go under 300 pounds, I'm out of here. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I know, like, it's not just a stereotype. I've definitely seen it. There's a lot of black guys who love their big white women. I don't care if it's horribly insensitive or whatever, but I'm just spitting facts here. I have seen with my own two eyes plenty of black dudes with big white women who bear their half black and white child and suckle on the teeth of society and live in Toronto public housing where their government checks, welfare, single mom, baby bonus, all that stuff afford some really nice, fills the entire wall type of TVs, flat screen TVs. Their unemployed boyfriends somehow, or baby daddy or whatever, drives around in a nice Bentley, BMW, you name it. And nobody can argue any of these things because if you look into it, it's facts. And even if you don't want to look into it, just going by this guy on TV, it's clearly also facts. I mean, at the end of the day, to each his own, you know, we're not all into the same people. I'm glad there are like relatively slim to really slim dudes who are into the big women, because if they weren't, who knows? I'm soft. In a fit of heat, one of these big old women could pin me down and take me roughly in the bushes, you know? So I'm glad they're getting their loving from somebody, but my God, it's gross. To say, oh, if you get under 300 pounds, I'm out of here. 300 pounds? Oh my goodness. I'm telling you, I like Portuguese and Italian girls. Lindsay Fonseca being one example. But Andrea was Portuguese. There's a list of them, including my buddy Mikey's sister, Megan. Oh my God. Like a bunch of us guys who know Mikey and his sister, we all sat there one time. We were at his wedding, but we had time to kill before the wedding, so we were just like hanging out, having a beer. Back in the days when the devil's juice had a hold of me, I was drinking that, and I'm like, you guys have a thing for Megan? And everyone's like, oh my God, of course. Oh man, and the stories that came out of that. And I'm just like, yeah, well, let's just keep this to ourselves and never act on any of these impulses. That is Mikey, one of the best guys you'll ever meet. None of us should break his heart by defiling his sister, all right? Like, it was to the point where I saw Megan that night. She walked up to me, like, wanting to talk, but because the dress she was in was, like, so hot, want to grab a boobie. I had to walk away. She's like, oh, hey. I'm like, hey. And I got the hell out of there. She probably hates me to this day because of it, but I'll take a bullet. Mikey deserves nothing but respect. And me not doing his sister like in the bathroom is the least I can do for him. I regret it every moment. Oh my God, she's hot. But why I brought up that story and why I brought up Portuguese and Italian girls, they usually get fat. I don't know what happens, but at some point, they go from regular height to short, stocky, and wide. I'm telling you, even as fine as Megan is, and I know because she comes from a good family, as good as a wife as she would be, if she ever suddenly lost 3 inches and, like, you know, vertically and gained like 10 horizontally, I'm gone. That's when I'm like, oh yeah, Megan, you gorgeous babe, you. I'm just stepping out for a pack of cigarettes. She's like, hey, when did you start smoking? Never mind that, bitch. I'm gone. I mean, I'm gone to the store. Peace. Here is $5,000. Don't blow it. All right, that's it. That's episode 334. Oh my God. Let's do that again. All right, that's it. That's episode... Oh my God, I'm joking. Let's do that again. All right, that's episode 335. Oh, forget it. Forget it. I'll talk to you next time. Toodles.